This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, December 10th. Selenia Vitanza of Whiteville has been charged with assault after she allegedly egged a school bus driver Monday. Warrants show that Vitanza, age 41, boarded the school bus, blocked the door, and hit the driver with eggs. The driver was not injured. Vitanza was taken into custody by the sheriff's office. A seven-time convicted thief from Taber City will spend 13.5 years in prison. Frank Bo Phillips was sentenced in Columbus County Superior Court last week. He was charged with seven different thefts this year alone, the sheriff's office said. Look for more on this story on our website. Nakona firefighters were called to a structure fire early Tuesday. The home was destroyed, but no injuries were reported in the 2:40 a.m. blaze. The fire was so intense it required mutual aid from eight other departments. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Lake Waccamaw Town Hall had some new faces and closed out some old business at Tuesday night's December meeting. Matt Wilson handed over the reins to Mayor Greg Jacobs after he and other new board members were sworn in by Clerk of Court Jess Hill. Lynn Hennett and Curtis Andrews joined Commissioners Carl Bracey and Terry Littrell on the board. Littrell will remain Mayor Pro Tem as well as the delegate to the Cape Fear Council of Governments. Christmas events are making this a busy week and a busy weekend. Lake Waccamaw is going to hold its candle walk Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. At Taber City, the cookie crawl is Friday from 3:30 until 6:30. Cookie boxes are available at the library and the chamber office. Now, if you want a parade, Lake Waccamaw, Fairbluff, and Regalwood have parades on Saturday. On Sunday, Bolton has their parade at 3. Whiteville has their parade at 6 p.m. In other news today, filing ends December 19th for the March primary. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are officially running for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Jess Hill is unopposed for the Republican nomination for clerk of court. In the county commission races, incumbent Commissioner Barbara Featherston filed for the District 1 Democrat nomination. Incumbent Scott Floyd is unopposed for the Republican nod for District 7 commissioner seat. Ricky Bullard, however, is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner of District 6. Alonzo MacArthur also filed for District 6 as a Democrat candidate. Incumbents Ronnie Strickland, Irvin Enzer, and Chris Worley have filed for the District 2, 3, and 4 county board seats. They are currently unopposed in the Board of Education races. Democrat Kimberly Hardy of Wilmington has thrown her hat in the ring to challenge Republican Congressman David Rouser. Now, Rouser has not filed, although he announced his plans to seek re-election for the 7th District. Saturday is going to be a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're going to be hosting a Wreaths Across America ceremony at 9 a.m. The wreaths will then be placed in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown, and Santa will drop by to visit. At 6:30 every Friday and Saturday night, the park hosts a turkey shoot. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.